Welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcast, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to Songs of the Pagan Tribe podcast, a member of the Circle Sanctuary Network. On this show, we'll be featuring a wide variety of magical music by pagan musicians. My name is Kern Greenman, your host in exploring the pagan music that moves pagans.
Welcome to Songs of the Pagan Tribe with your host, Kern Greenman. This is episode 23, and our theme is The Goddess as a Maiden. We'll be listening to pagan songs about maiden goddesses being celebrated as confident feminine divinities who shine with youthful glory and blessing. Our first maiden goddess song was originally entitled The Lady's Bren, meaning the lady's first dance. The lyrics were written by Hope Athern and put to the tune Nonsense, and were first made part of rituals by California pagans in the early 1970s. It appeared among the recordings of Gwydion Penderwyn in 1975 on his Songs of the Old Religion album, and has been a beloved tune in various pagan circles since. Sung here by Alice DiMaselli, based in Southern Oregon, it is on her Circle of Women CD, and there it is entitled, Oh She Will Bring. Let's listen.
She will bring the buds in the spring and laugh among the flowers. In summer's heat, her kisses are sweet. She sings in leafy bowers. She cuts the cane and gathers the grain when leaves are false around her. Her bones grow old in winter because she wraps her cloak around her. Oh, she will bring the buds in the spring and laugh among the flowers. In summer's heat, her kisses are sweet. She sings in leafy bowers. She cuts the cane and gathers the grain when leaves are false around her. Her bones grow old in winter because she wraps her cloak around her. La 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 la. And she will bring the buds in the spring and laugh among the flowers. In summer's heat, her kisses are sweet. She sings in leafy bowers. She cuts the cane and gathers the grain when leaves are false around her. Her bones grow old in winter and cold. She wraps her cloak around her. Oh, she will bring the buds in the spring and laugh among the flowers. In summer's heat, her kisses are sweet. She sings in leafy bowers. She cuts the cane and gathers the grain when leaves are false around her. Her bones grow old in winter because she wraps her cloak around her. And she will bring the buds in the spring and laugh among the flowers. In summer's heat, her kisses are sweet. She sings in leafy bowers. La 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 la.
Thank you.
That was Oh, She Will Bring by the amazing Alice DiMicelle, whose music is found at alicedimicelle.com. alicedimicelle.com. Now, from the more generic maiden goddess, we turn to two specific maiden goddesses of the Greek pantheon. First, a song about the queen of the underworld, a song called Persephone by Kellyanna. And then we'll hear about the divine huntress of the forest, Artemis, sung by Wendy Brule.
I've paid my coin to Sharon. I've crossed the river Styx. Whoa, won't you speak to me? Speak to me, your mystery.
Call me, run far from the light. From skies of blue, you call me. Kiss the night, kiss the night. I am awake in moonlight. question the day. I am awake in so light. Run away, run away. She sharpens the knife, and now my bow is drawn to wild life, my wild life. Deep in her death, I'm frightened. Freedom can be cruel, and in her life, enlightened sister, brave and beautiful.
You're listening to Songs of the Pagan Tribe, a Circle Sanctuary Network podcast. We just enjoyed hearing Kellyanna's song about arriving in the underworld and calling upon Persephone to lead her in the mysteries. The song Persephone is from Kellyanna's 2004 Lady Moon CD, which can be found at kellyanna.com and on kellyanna.bandcamp.com. Then we heard Wendy Brule performing an acoustic version of her song Artemis from Wendy's Live at the Castle on the Hill CD. You can also hear the fully instrumental version of this song on the Deity CD, and it's all available at wendybrule.com and at wendybrule.bandcamp.com. Coming up next, Flora Ware singing her song Ostara, Maiden of Spring, and then a song praising the maiden goddess entitled Kore Evoy from the choral group She Who.
Listen, 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 listen. Can you hear her waking from her to sleep? Birds and bees returning, water rushing in the creek. Maiden of spring, oh star, light that you bring, oh star. Can you hear? waking from her winter sleep. Birds and bees returning, water rushing in the creek. Maiden of spring, oh star of light that you bring, oh star of, oh star of.
Can you hear her?
Listen.
Waking up.
Listen.
Can you hear her?
Listen.
Waking up.
Listen. Can you hear her? Waking from her winter sleep. Birds and bees returning. Water rushing in the creek. Maiden of spring, oh star of light that you bring, oh star of, maiden of spring, oh star of light that you bring, oh star of, oh star of.
Cover the ground.
We first heard from Canadian Flora Ware with a song calling us to listen to the awakening of the world in the song Ostara, Maiden of Spring, from Flora Ware's Songs for the Wheel of the Year CD, which is found at floraware.ca and floraware.bandcamp.com. Followed by Kore Ewe, sung by Shihu, a vocal group from the Philadelphia area, led by Karen Escoviz, who were active up until 2014. The title comes from classical Greek, Kore, meaning daughter, a reference to Demeter's daughter Persephone, and the word Ewe, an exclamation of ecstasy and praise, originally meaning good child. By the way, maiden in the classical Greek is the word parthenos, which simply means a young woman, free of attachments to a partner or spouse. It does not mean virgin in the modern sense, as it has nothing to do with maidenhood or hymen. That's a later Christian notion. Maiden simply means a free young woman. The chorus in Kore Ewe was originally a chant written by Sabina C. Becker and arranged for choir by John Schrag. The song is found in the Goddess Cantata compiled in 2002 by Julia Middleton and Stasha Morgan Apple, and it is still sung in UU churches around the world. To find out more, go to facebook.com/wintersolsticesingingritual. And now a triple play of Maiden Goddess songs. First, an invocation to Ostara by Bell, Book, and Canto. Then Persephone by Michelle Mays, followed by Persephone's Dance by Cloud the Rapper. Listen and enjoy.
Deep back, deep back. If the birds have laid down. Stephanie's coming back. She's running up the stairs. Persephone was playing in the garden. She was her mother's pride and joy. When suddenly she disappeared, no trace of her was found. The mother searched all over the earth. She had no time to tend the garden. She mourned the loss of her precious daughter, till nothing green would grow. While held in Hades' realm, and for each seed a month she must stay, 6 months her mother mourns.
Yo, I'm waiting on a sign from the gods to tell me what's next. Sit down and I close my eyes, surround myself with a pale yellow light. Enter in my headspace, going to my safe place. Gotta figure out where I fit in this rat race. I enter my place in the dead of winter. Trees barren, the void of life, yo, it's bitter. Go make up my bones feel faint, but I carry on with my gods after a late. Now what I saw there, yo, you can't define, but I'ma try while I write these rhymes. I can't believe I was given the honor watching Persephone dance on the water. You all hail to the queen of the underworld for bringing her bounty back to the world. I had a vision like no other. Why watch your Persephone dance on the water. A place where my mind can't rest and let go of the mundane stress. I go back to that place when I wanna watch your Persephone dance on the water. A warm hand glanced off my shoulder. I looked up to see the goddess behold her. She walked by me over to the lake. Yo, frozen by her beauty, I started to shake. She turned around and she smiled at me. Then the temperature rose like 30 degrees. Just being in her presence, it was all I could take. Then she took a couple steps down into the lake. She rolls her hands up to the sky, turned to face me, then she closed her eyes. Took a deep breath and she gently smiled, while I stood on the edge, steady mesmerized. She started glowing with a pale white light, then she called the pilot to bring back the sunlight. Started twirling and dancing, she gestured to me, but I'm on the side, still frozen by the beauty I see. Gets brighter with the way she moves, with a snap of my fingers, I'm watching flowers bloom. Such a beautiful thing to see, the abundance of life and the beauty of spring. Leaves growing back on the trees, yo, I understand the vision she's giving me. The coming of spring here is more than just a beautiful sight. It's a metaphor for mundane life. Here in this moment, think about my real life. Tell myself everything's gonna be alright. We all have our winters, we all have our springs, summers, falls, and everything in between. Drawing back from my tangent, her light flows around me as she dancing. I fell to my knees and she gently laughed, smiled at me and held out her hand. And I knew exactly what to do. I took a couple steps out into the water, and I took her hand. She pulled me close and she asked,
"Now, do you understand?"
I shook my head and we started dancing. Water splashing, we started laughing. It was like, oh, my problems rolled off my back. I thank the goddess for the dance and made my way back. Had to tell this tale to another. Hope we find out my sisters and brothers. An experience like no other. Me and Persephone dancing on the water. You all hail to the queen of the underworld for bringing their bounty back to the world. I had a vision like no other. Me and Persephone dancing on the water. A place my mind can rest and let go of this mundane stress. I go back to that place when I wanna. Me and Persephone dancing on the water. You all hail to the queen of the underworld for bringing their bounty back to the world. I had a vision like no other. Me and Persephone dancing on the water. A place my mind can rest and let go of this mundane stress. I go back to that place when I wanna. Me and Persephone dancing on the water. Oh, this moment changed my life. Just me and Persephone dancing on the water. Oh, this moment changed my life. Just me and Persephone dancing on the water. Just me and Persephone dancing on the water.
We just took in a triple play of songs. First, we heard Ostara, an invocation from Bell Book and Canto's Invocation CD. The Michigan group Bell Book and Canto can be reached on Facebook and on Instagram. Secondly, we heard Persephone by Michelle Mays from her The Golden Section CD from 2003. A singer-songwriter and silversmith from Oklahoma, she was a tribal member of the Cherokee Nation who just passed away in 2019. Her songs are available on Amazon Music. Thirdly, we heard from Cloud the Rapper with Persephone's Dance from 2021. Cloud's music is procurable at cloudrapswicca.bandcamp.com, and you can find him at facebook.com/cloudrapswicca. We now come to a close for our episode with its theme of the goddess as maiden. Unfortunately, we couldn't cover all the maiden goddesses, but I hope you have enjoyed the songs that were featured. If you want to hear more Circle Sanctuary podcasts, please listen to the blurb after this episode about those podcasts and their times. And thank you for listening to Songs of the Pagan Tribe. Drop us a line at our Facebook page. Your time and listening means a lot to us. And now our last song, about a Norse maiden goddess, comes from a German band called Faun that plays a mix of pagan folk and folk metal. Their website and music is at Faun, and it's spelled FAUNE.DE. The lyrics in the Old Norse tell of the maiden Iduna, dwelling in the valleys of the world, who is honored and adored by all the goddesses. She stands before Yggdrasil's, the great tree that connects the nine worlds, and she is honored there by the elven folk. Iduna safeguards the golden apples that grant eternal youth, she who is the youngest daughter of Ivaldi. Iduna becomes the maiden goddess in North mythology, associated with youth, rejuvenation, and vitality. From Fawn's 2011 Eden CD, the song is called Iduna. May you be renewed by the maiden goddess, and may you dwell in her shining glory, beauty, and peace. Blessed be.
Join us on the next episode of Songs of the Pagan Tribe podcast, when we'll continue to feature the pagan music that moves pagans. Till then, be sure to listen to our other Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts. This again is Kern Greenman on Songs of the Pagan Tribe. Thank you for listening, and blessed be. Songs of the Pagan Tribe is the newest member of the network of podcasts sponsored by Circle Sanctuary, which includes, first of all, Lunatic Mondays with Reverend Laura Gonzalez, with pagan topics and It's Where Anything Can Happen. New shows are on the second and fourth Mondays of the month. Then there's Circle Talk with Reverend Deborah Rose, featuring pagan topics and pagan author interviews and more. It's new on the first and third Tuesdays of the month. And then there's Circle of Nature with Reverend Selena Fox, with teaching and ritual on nature spirituality. It's on the third Wednesday of every month. Be sure to check out Blue Marble with Reverend Char Bear on ecology and how to put your green faith into action. It's new on the third Friday of the month. And then there's Paganos del Mundo in Spanish and Pagaos do Mundo in Portuguese, hosted by Reverend Laura Gonzalez with guest speakers from around the world. And it's new every Saturday. These podcasts are available for download from Blog Talk Radio or from most major podcast platforms.
Thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcast, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow nature-centered paths. Join us throughout the week for various programming connecting with the community around the world. Please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSN Podcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. Until next time, many blessings.